Next.
Hi, my name is Carrie Slocum. Can you hear me?
Right into the microphone.
Okay. My name is Carrie Slocum, Belfast, Maine. I've lived in Belfast for 22 years and have been a property owner for 21. I like to come to Searsport. Living in Belfast, I don't think that makes me a tourist. These evenings have been a real learning experience for me, and I'm starting to feel exhausted and can only imagine how fatiguing it's been for the board. I basically feel very sad to lose the current character of Searsport, and I don't doubt it would be forever changed if this project moves forward. And I prepared a short piece of writing that may echo some of what's been said, but I think it bears repeating. This is a case of a tank that's too big and a lot that's too small. It's a case that pits what's best for an out-of-town corporation against what's best for the people of this region. Yes, the tank would provide some temporary construction jobs, but in the long term, we're only talking about 10 to 12 permanent jobs. While the 10 to 12 will be gained, the Searsport business community stands to lose many, many more than that. This project could lead to the loss of restaurants and businesses. There could be fewer places to eat and fewer places to shop and fewer employers. We've heard testimony about what could happen to property values and how that could impact anyone wanting to sell their home. Is this really a safe location to store 23 million gallons of liquid propane? Doesn't the fact that there is no other facility in existence that compares with the situation here make one wonder about the wisdom of this massive tank in Searsport? To be safe, it will have to be lit up like a prison. It will be monitored by employees in the building they call the administration building, which will have key card entry. Isn't that what motels have? Are we convinced that the DCP safety plans are adequate? I'm not. I see the possibility of a disaster that could affect not only Searsport, but also surrounding towns like Belfast. I think Searsport and the Mid-Coast region deserve better than this. Thank you for your decision to wait for the Safe Harbors report, which provides some important information about the wisdom of this project. Thank you for giving up so many hours of your time to hold these hearings. I appreciate your efforts.
Thank you very much.